All right, so get this. AI is raking in some serious accolades.
Yeah.
And we aren't just talking about your everyday awards, we're talking Nobel Prize level recognition.
Really drives home the impact, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, I always say we try to stay ahead of the curve here, you know, cover those cutting edge topics.
Absolutely.
And you brought in a really interesting batch of articles that show just how fast things are moving. Like AI is becoming less about what could be and more about what is right now.
Yeah, it's incredible, honestly.
So where do we even start with this? There's so much to unpack.
Well, let's start with Demis Hassabis, the CEO of Google DeepMind. Imagine, you know, just another day and boom, Nobel Prize in chemistry.
And it's not like he knew it was coming either, right?
Right.
I mean, the article mentioned his wife was getting bombarded with calls because nobody could reach him.
That's how big a deal it is, yeah.
Exactly. So what exactly was this huge breakthrough?
His team, they basically cracked a problem that's been puzzling biologists for half a century. How to predict protein structure.
We're talking about like the instruction manual for life itself here, right?
Right.
Protein folding, that's crazy complex.
It is. Think of proteins as these tiny little machines that make up every single thing in your body.
Okay.
And the way they're soldered, that determines what they do, how they work. Imagine trying to fold a piece of paper 1,000 times and predict exactly what shape it'll end up as.
My brain hurts already just thinking about that.
That's protein folding in a nutshell. But DeepMind's AI software, AlphaFold, that's changing everything.
So what does that mean for, say, you and me? You know, what are the real-world implications here?
Well, this has huge implications for medicine especially. Think about it, designing new drugs with incredible precision, getting a deeper understanding of diseases like Alzheimer's. Heck, we might even be able to tackle climate change by studying plant proteins thanks to this.
Wow.
And it's not just theoretical anymore. They're already teaming up with big pharmaceutical companies like Eli Lilly and Novartis to develop new drug treatments.
That's mind-blowing. It's like we're on the verge of this whole new era of medicine.
Absolutely. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. It really is amazing. And this is, you know, kind of part of a bigger trend we're seeing where AI is just dominating, right?
Oh, you mean with AI taking home not one, but two Nobel Prizes this year?
Exactly.
Geoffrey Hinton, that's another big name in AI. He won the Nobel Prize in physics, right?
Alongside physicist John Hopfield, yeah. For their work on neural networks, which is incredible when you think about it.
Okay, so for those of us who, you know, aren't quite at that Nobel Prize level of understanding, what are neural networks again?
Basically, think of it like the brain, but in a computer. They're these really complex systems modeled after how the human brain works.
Okay.
And this lets AI learn and make decisions like we do. It's a little more complicated than that, but that's the basic idea.
So is that what powers things like, you know, self-driving cars and all that?
That's one application, yeah. But it goes even deeper than that, actually.
How so?
Well, remember AlphaFold, the protein folding AI we were just talking about?
Yeah.
That was built using neural networks, too.
Whoa, wait, hold on. So you're saying the technology behind one Nobel Prize winner was also a key part of what another Nobel Prize winner was researching?
Exactly.
That is wild. Talk about your AI power couple.
Right. It's like this incredible domino effect on scientific discovery that we're seeing.
It really is.
And it just goes to show how much research is changing, right? Like data science and powerful computing, they're becoming essential in science now. And the speed at which we can make discoveries is just increasing exponentially.
Well, you know, one of the articles even mentioned how back in the day, just figuring out the structure of a single protein could take, like, years of lab work.
Oh, absolutely. Years of really intense, detailed work.
And now, with AI stepping in, we can potentially speed that process up significantly.
Exactly. Like, now we have a chance to understand diseases better, create life-saving treatments, all on a much faster timeline. It's truly groundbreaking.
So we've got AI winning top honors at the Nobels and pushing the boundaries of scientific discovery. But it can't all be good news, right? Like, what about the potential downsides of this technology? I mean, there have to be some.
You're absolutely right to ask that. It's a double-edged sword for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the potential benefits, they're massive. We've seen that.
Right.
But that also means we need to be really careful, really responsible with this level of power. It's not something to take lightly.
It's funny you should mention that because one of the things that really struck me was, you know, Geoffrey Hinton stepping down from his role at Google
yeah.
to focus on, and I'm quoting here, the potential risks of AI.
Right. And that's not something to just brush off, right? I mean, this is Geoffrey Hinton, you know, one of the pioneers really in the field.
Exactly. If he's concerned, shouldn't we be too?
We should definitely be paying attention. I mean, he's not alone, right?
Yeah.
You've got articles here talking about policymakers, even other AI developers saying, hey, we need to talk about this, like really have a serious conversation about the ethical implications here.
Yeah. It's like, it almost like we're standing at the edge of this incredible frontier. So much potential, but also, you know, a little bit of like, how are we ready for this?
Exactly. How do we make sure these incredibly powerful tools are used responsibly?
Right. Like, where do we even begin to answer that question?
It's tough. We need to be having those conversations, right? Scientists, ethicists, policymakers, developers, everyone working together. And we need to be honest about the potential downsides, the biases that can creep in, and figure out how to mitigate those risks. It's a continuous process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's something that, you know, we all need to be aware of, not just the people building these systems.
Exactly.
Right?
This impacts all of us.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. You've given me, and I'm sure everyone listening, a lot to consider. So for those of you out there, here's something to ponder. We've seen what AI can do with protein folding. But what other seemingly impossible challenges could it help us overcome? What would you ask an AI to solve? Think about it. And until next time, keep exploring.